Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of It's in His Heart by Shelley Alexander, performed by Chris Dukart.
Chapter 1. Ellen Dennings had a bone to pick with the Albuquerque Inquirer's most eligible chiropractor 2 years running. She snorted. Geez, she cracked herself up. Okay, get a grip. Humoring herself seemed like a good idea while stuck in a muddy ditch in the middle of the night. She could really use Cooper Wells's help right now, even though he wouldn't be at the cabin when she arrived. And it was for the best. Ella had made sure she'd have the cabin to herself. Her late husband's best friend owned half the vacation retreat, but spending the summer in Red River, under the same roof with him, was the last thing she wanted. Now, if she could just get her car out of the damn ditch and actually make it to the cabin herself. Unfortunately, her BMW wasn't built to four-wheel itself out of the mud. I should have traded this thing in for a four-wheel drive, she grumbled, even though it wasn't true. When she drove the Beamer, Bradley's presence washed over her, like he was in the seat next to her. Maybe she imagined it, but his scent still filled the plush interior and eased the dull ache in her heart every time she got behind the wheel. I think it's time to brave the storm on foot, Winston. We may not get out of this ditch any other way tonight. The overweight English bulldog occupying the passenger seat panted toward her, his oversized tongue hanging a good 6 inches out one side of his flattened snout. It resembled a wagging slab of roast beef, and a glob of slobber rolled off, making a splat on the console. Ella didn't know whether to laugh or cry. She snapped Winston's black leather leash onto his matching spiked collar. I will not cry, I will not cry, I will not cry. Both hands gripped the leash, and she counted to 10, a little trick she'd learned while teaching history at Bella Vista High. One of the roughest schools in Albuquerque, she'd had to outmaneuver the less motivated students with a few tools and emotional restraint. Either that, or she would have quit on the first day of classes, when a saggy-pantsed sophomore offered to get her high between classes. I will not cry, she whispered into the darkness. A giant tear the size of the raindrops pounding the windshield slid down her cheek. She swiped at it. How could she possibly have any tears left? She'd cried an ocean the last 2 years since Bradley had been gone. Dabbing her eyes with a sleeve, she glanced at Winston. I'm pretty pathetic, huh?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?